and gentlemen, Al Porter on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. The winner of the Fine Gael leadership battle is Al Porter! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cat Lassie Kilkenny! Ladies and gentlemen, yes, of course, I promised you a fantastic show, and here we are coming live from the Ormond Hotel in Kilkenny, where we're going to play the inaugural Never Mind the Cat Lass with our lovely special guests and with our fantastic live audience. Wherever you are listening to the show, whether you're in the canteen, the kitchen, the car, whether you're in Galway, Cork, Donegal, I hope you're enjoying yourselves and that you are ready to hear some very funny stories from our wonderful panellists, Carl Spain and Alison Spittle, who'll be joining us. And by the way, my lovely audience, I have goodies to give away. Let's have our best winning streak ooze. We have tickets to Nina Conti and Foil Arms and Hog. Des Bishop and Adam Hills. Nina Conti, Aisling B and Adam Hills. And the Soho Theatre live at the Cat Laughs. And tickets to go and see the one and only, he's our Sunday best, isn't he? Mr. Neil Delamere. Very good. We have two pregnant women in the audience, if you're listening to it, who may pop during the show. We've got Bridget the Fridget down there. And then, of course, across the way, what's your name again, love? We have? Roisin. Now, Bridget doesn't know the dad. She said that he may or may not be in prison. And he's offered to marry her, and she only wants a boy. It's like China. If it's a girl, she's giving it away. And then we've got this lovely, saintly woman over there, Roisin. Saintly, she's been going out with her husband, and they've been together for 45 years. And this is their ninth child. Isn't that right, Roisin? This is their ninth child. It is fabulous to be here. By the way, can I just say, are you all excited about Blind Date? Blind Date, it's coming back to Ireland. I can't wait. I wanted to do it just in Tala, but they told me I couldn't call it Deadliest Catch. But that's what I wanted to do. I can't wait, but it's Ireland. I'm very worried because we need 8 contestants for 12 weeks in Ireland. There will be cousins on the show. They're going to be going on a family holiday together. But I'm a nice camp host for it. And that's the thing. I did a show last night in the Skyline in the Hotel Kilkenny. Isn't that what it's called? The Hotel Kilkenny? A wonderful hotel. And a woman came up to me after the gig and she said to me, Al, I've never seen you live and I've always wanted to ask you, this is true, is that your character that you do on stage? And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, you're not really gay, are you? And she was only about 50, like, this is an old woman. And she's going, you're not really gay. I'm going, oh, yeah, no, I'm married with a wife and kids. For God's sake. And then she goes, no, but you put that on for stage, like how camp you are. No. I didn't wake up one morning in a council estate in Tala and go, do you know what's going to make my life hilarious? Ta-da. Nobody does that. I have always, always been this camp. When I came out, my parents said, Al, you need to come in. You know what I mean? When I was born, I smacked the doctor's arse. That's me all over the place. And this reminds me, and this is the final story I want to tell you before we get on with the show, of a time when I got on a flight to Manchester. And I hate flights because people always think I'm the air steward. And no, you wouldn't laugh. It was your life. And I got on the flight and a woman said to me, excuse me, can I get a white wine, please? And I just, rather than have the confrontation, went and got her one. Gave her it. And then she said to me, oh, look at you there. Is it a no uniform day? On a flight. A no uniform cabin crew day. To me, a no uniform cabin crew day is called a hijacking. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a bit of live music? We're delighted they're joining us. Let's hear it for Brave Giant!
We had a fight last night, you and I. You threw a punch and it hit me in the eye. Oh, for what I've done, I'm on the road to hell. When I meet the devil, this is what he will tell me. Oh no, boy, I don't know what you're doing here. Since you were a kid, you always put the fear of God into me. Can you see us in me? Oh no, boy, I don't know what you're doing here. So, devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no. Now I can't tell the difference between right or wrong. My list of mistakes is so goddamn long. And now, oh, I can't afford to make too many more, or I'll end up worse than I was before. Oh no, boy, I don't know what you're doing here. Since you were a kid, you always put the fear of God into me. Can you see us in me? Oh no, boy, I don't know what you're doing here. So, devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no. Since you were a kid, you always put the fear of God into me. Can you see us in me? Oh no, boy, I don't know what you're doing here. Cause oh, devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul. Oh no, boy, the devil don't want my, devil don't want my soul.
That is Brave Giant and their current single, The Time I Met the Devil. And on the theme of comedy, the Irish comedian Joe Rooney, who you might remember as Father Damo, stars in the video as well, doesn't he, lads? Absolutely fantastic, lads. They were on the Late Late Show there a few weeks back, and they're from County Longford, and you can check out their YouTube videos. And it's all starting to take off for them, and I think they're going to be very big, do you? Yeah! Very big indeed. Yeah, don't plumaz me. ladies and gentlemen, are we ready to play Nevermind the Cat Laughs? Well, this is, of course, our first ever quiz where we're going to have two team captains, and on each of their teams, two of our lucky listeners have joined us today live from the Ormond Hotel in Kilkenny, and a huge thank you for the Ormond, to the Ormond for hosting us. Let me introduce you to our first team leader. His name is Carl Spain. He is fantastic. He was on the first season of Operation Transformation for Celebrities there a little while ago, and it looks like he's preparing for the second. Ladies and gentlemen, Limerick's funny man, Carl Spain. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely brilliant, and I wasn't expecting that because they're really good looking. I just thought you had them on from a photo.
And ladies and gentlemen, our second team leader, well, there's something about Al's because she is the hottest thing in Irish comedy at the moment. She seems to be everywhere. She has a new sitcom on the way, and just enjoy it while you can, Alison, being the hottest thing. It used to be me, and then you end up hosting Big Week on the Farm and telling Brendan O'Connor that you're depressed. So enjoy your moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alison Spittle.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady.
Alison Spittle, how are you?
I am happy to be here, lads. I got some free pineapple. Did you all avail of that?
Carl Spain did.
Did you, Carl?
No.
No, you didn't have any free pineapple?
No, I had no free food out.
Now, who is joining us on Team Carl? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Lisa O'Dornan.
Hi.
So, Lisa, you're one of our listeners.
Yes, I love the show, Al.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And who are you here with today?
I'm here with my sisters, Jenny and Laura, and my bestie, Laura P.
Hey, Laura P. Now, you're going to be up on YouTube for this. I can see them all filming you already.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit mortified?
Tiny bit.
Don't be nervous.
Thanks.
In fact, I'll tell you what will make you less nervous. Here's a little prize. Here's some tickets. There's Ashley B tickets for you there.
Thanks,
and who's show. Beside you, only from Kilkenny himself, it is Patrick O'Connor. Hello, Patrick.
Good.
What do you do, Patrick?
Currently studying to be a primary school teacher.
Okay.
And I'm also a failed comedian. So.
Are you really?
Great to be here, yeah.
What was one of your jokes?
God, I don't think they'd suit for this time of the day.
No. Okay, all right. You're one of those kind of comedians.
One of those, yeah.
All right. And you've given it up.
I have, yeah.
Well, this could be your big break.
You never know, yeah.
It could be like shooting stars.
I could be a failed primary school teacher. Yeah.
I'm a failed primary school teacher.
Well,
I wanted to be a teacher, but I did a debate in school and froze so badly, I thought, oh, well, I can't talk in front of people, so teaching is out. Serious, completely true.
That's unbelievable.
And then, like, 10 years later, I started doing stand-up, so...
Well, you never know. You never know. There's hope for you yet. Who's on Team Alison? Jennifer Hickey, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Who's with you today, Jennifer?
I have my mum, Anne.
Hello, Anne. Hi. And what do you do?
I'm a veterinary nurse.
You're a veterinary nurse? Yeah. Okay, fantastic. All right. And you have a baby?
I do. How did you know?
Oh, they give me information, Jennifer. Don't worry. I'm not a clairvoyant.
He can... Yeah, I have a one-year-old little boy, Zach.
Oh, but you have a little boy. Yeah. Ah, take that, Bridget. And besides...
He loves take that.
And besides you, also on Team Alison, is Derek McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Derek.
Hi, yeah.
Derek, you're 44.
Yep.
Yeah,
and you look about 300, yeah.
So, Derek, could you describe your appearance to the people listening?
He's a big ride. There we go.
He's Santa Claus on a Harley Davidson.
It's a little perfect. Little like Gandalf the Great, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he's like a bad boy Santa Claus, you know?
Bad,
like,
Santa.
He doesn't mind if you're on the naughty list. He likes that. You know?
My preferred customer.
You're an extra on Vikings.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What's that like? Is it good?
It's brilliant. It's great fun. Great fun. I'd prefer to do that all year round if I could.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, you'd rather be somewhere else, would you?
All right, Carl.
We look like a Jeremy Kyle reunion show.
Oh, I'm a bit harsh.
Okay. Yeah. Which one of us is the father? Something tells me it's Santa Claus.
You asked for a surprise.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
We got these things, Carl.
Are you confident? So you've got little buzzers, okay?
Pick up your buzzer, Carl.
So pick up your buzzer.
It's over there.
There's your buzzer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we have three rounds to test your mettle. Our first round is music from the movies. I will play a clip of the song, and you name the movie that it's from, and you just have to buzz to get in, all right?
Okay, cool.
And you can do it as well, listeners. We're relying on you.
Okay. Yeah, text in, listeners.
Okay, if you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102. If you have any opinions on Carl or Alison or our team.
Oh, don't.
Please keep them to yourselves.
All right, let's have song number one.
I buzzed.
We buzzed.
Hold on, stop. Maybe we should find out whose buzzer sounds like what.
Who's my first?
Your little eyes are...
Wait, which one's happening?
Okay, wait. Let me hear Alison's buzzer. Alison's buzzer.
3-1.
Almost.
Only dogs can hear it. Only.
This never happened to Anton. I think he was the Sean Connery of this show. We've got Lazenby at the moment.
How about, have we got Alison's fiddle's buzzer now, or maybe Carl's? Anybody's?
I'll call it.
You'll call it. Okay.
Oh, good. Cool.
Can we push it?
Okay.
So do you want me to go?
Let's have that piece of music again.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Spain got in.
What?
Oh, fine. All right, Alison, go on.
The bodyguard.
You're absolutely right. The bodyguard. Yeah.
This will kill Carl. Look at him. Because me and Carl are very competitive.
Song number two, please.
Oh, okay.
It's not working.
Oh, it's Carl's thing.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Ooh. Dancing, you're absolutely right. 30 years old this year, can you believe that?
Oh, same as myself.
All right, song number three.
Yes. Celine Dion. Wait.
You're right. Yeah.
Yes.
Titanic.
You're absolutely right, it is Titanic.
This is where we first met.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what is song number four?
Eight miles.
Oh my god, you're smashing it. 8 miles.
Oh my
god.
Right.
The Eminem movie. The Eminem movie. What about this one? Number five. Team Allison. You didn't get in again. Who
oh
was it
my
this
gosh.
Time?
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. You are absolutely right.
Oh my gosh.
And right on team for you. It's about an ex-Marine turned teacher.
Very good, yeah.
I want to call a halt to this. I call shenanigans here. I think they're doping on that side.
I think all the dope is on your side.
Song number six.
Okay.
I thought it was Rio.
What is it?
Is it Rio? No.
No, okay. It's not. I'm going to pass over to Alison.
Do you
want to
go for it? Do you not? Okay, it's Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire!
Well done.
That's about your life, Al, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have our next song, please.
Okay. Will you still love
me when I'm alone? Alison's Fiddle.
It's that book. It's that book.
It is that book.
No, it's a film.
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby.
I'm very competitive. I won't lie. I'm sorry.
And we have one more song. That's all. Our last song here.
Okay. What a feeling.
Oh, oh, oh.
Flashdance.
And
I got Flashdance and Dirty Dancing.
Well, I
got 8 miles.
So that means that our winners of round one music from the movies are the Carl Spain team.
Yay!
After the break, we'll have round two. It's called What's That All About? Are we enjoying ourselves in Kilkenny?
Yay! Al Porter, live from Kilkenny Cat Laughs on Today FM.
Hello, hello. Yes, you're listening to the Al Porter Show. I'm with you until 2:30 today, broadcasting live from the Ormond Hotel in Kilkenny. We're down at the Cat Lass. I'm going to come over here now and say hello to Roisin. Hello, Roisin.
Hi.
It is Roisin, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you, Roisin?
Grand.
Are you all right? Yeah. How many months pregnant again?
I'm having the baby Tuesday.
You're having the baby on Tuesday. So it is very exciting. Do you think you'd manage to fit in another show before then?
I might.
Well, then here's tickets to see Nina Conti. There you go. Good for you. And so we couldn't leave out Bridget the Frigid. How are you?
Hi, Al.
Bridget, if it's a boy, do you have any names?
Al.
Al.
Yeah.
You just won yourself tickets to Des Bishop. Now, who is this stunning-looking woman beside me?
I can't help myself.
What's your name?
Anna.
Anna. How are you, Anna? And Anna, where are you from?
I'm originally from Dublin, but actually I live in Portlaoise.
You live in Portlaoise?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. Oh, lovely. Okay, so you could deliver the baby if we need to.
Well, you know, I do my best shot.
And who are you here with today?
I'm with my daughter, Claire.
You're with your daughter, Claire. Hey, Claire.
Hi, Al.
And is Mammy a comedy fan?
Yeah.
Well, Mammy, who would you like to go see? Would you like to go see Nina Conti?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, why Yay. Not? There you go. There you go. Tickets for Mammy. And now we get one of these good-looking boys. How are you?
Great, how are you?
And what's your name?
Joey.
Joey. And Joey, have you got any jokes? Do you know any jokes, Joey?
No, not on the spot, no.
What do you do, Joey?
Multimedia.
Multimedia. All right, so do you want to be in this industry?
Yeah, sort of like this, yeah.
Okay, well, I could get you a job, Joey, yeah? Would you like tickets to the Soho Theatre at the Cat Laughs?
Love them, thank you.
There we go. Tickets for Joey, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have a kiss, Joey?
Of course you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, with our team leaders, Carl Spain and Alison Spittle, with our listeners, Derek, Jennifer, Lisa and Patrick, it is time to play What's That All About on Never Mind the Cat Laughs. Okay. Now, in this round two, I'm going to give you a quote from this week's news, and you have to tell me what story the headline was related to. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is a quote. The jizz is back. Anybody know what that was about?
Yeah.
Carl?
That's the Fine Gael leadership.
What happened? You're right.
They said that the jizz is back. I think Leo's going to bring jizz now to the government. he's a doctor, so, you know, and he's dynamic, full of jizz. I think it's a way forward for the country. We have a doctor replacing the teachers because... No offence, Patrick, but teachers just need to know more than children. Doctors need to know more than adults.
So wrong.
I think it's a slight step forward. Like the cabinet was just like a teacher's staff room for the last while, but now it'll be like a doctor's waiting room. They'll all be on trolleys.
You're absolutely right, though, that the Fine Gael Party Executive Chairman, Gerry O'Connell, said that the jizz is back about the change in the air. Are you a fan of Leo Varadkar, Alison?
Well, I was going to say I'm a fan of jizz, but I mean, what I love about Fine Gael is they have these great slogans. Remember, like, keep the recovery going. Mm. And I think they should combine the two now, and keep the jizz going should be the next, going into the next election.
I'm in favour of that. Well, voting concludes today for Fine Gael's Got Talent. And we'll find out whether Simon Coveney or Leo Varadkar wins. I hope there's a wild card. Now, what's this quote from? He was like a loud and tacky drunk tourist who steps on others without realising.
Oh, it has to be Trump.
It is Trump.
Trump going to the Middle East and Europe, and he is a great representative of his country, because he's like, what I love is that they said like he looked like he was tripping everywhere, but I think he's brought that on now, where he pretends to trip everywhere because he got done over the grabbing, so now he's just like, oh, I tripped, oh, it's fine, and he just gets up and it's grand, you know.
Are you a fan of Trump, Jennifer?
Not really.
No, we don't like Trump. Sure, we don't. Do you like Derek?
Yeah, I love the fun he brings to the whole thing. Like, I mean, you can't help but laugh at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
especially the Paris Agreement.
Not a fan of his policies.
We'll all be laughing
a fan
in 25 years
when he pushes the button.
Oh, absolutely.
I like, you know, they say, you know, maybe there's some qualities there we don't know. I mean, no, well, Ivanka, they say like daughters marry men like their fathers. So Ivanka married a man who fancies her.
Oh. Well, we'll leave it there.
That's funny.
Oh my God.
The set is falling apart at the very notion. Actually, Trump is on his way to Saudi Arabia to talk about Islam, which would be like me going to Liverpool to explain the offside rule. But there you are. And now, what's this quote from? Even if the bird was nesting in Dáil Éireann, nothing could be done to remove it.
The
audience knows what that's about.
Is this the students in Cork were being attacked by crows?
This is it.
It'd be great if you were a film student and you'd just been watching The Birds by Hitchcock. And on your way home, you're going, oh my God, freaking out. I tell you, it would stop any drugs or any experimentation with alcohol for the rest of their lives.
I think it's a good excuse for alcohol, isn't it, Alison? Because it means that you can just come home in the middle of the night and your mother goes, you're in a state. You go, no, I was attacked by crows. In fact, I think they knocked over your bin.
But
explain my hair.
Wasn't it just the one crow as well? And he was causing all this trouble around the canvas. And I think that's great, because if there was more than one crow, like say if there was three or four crows and they were attacking people, it would be a murder.
A Murder of Crows.
Alison, this is Today FM. There's no place for cleverness. It's the Al Porter Show.
Pamela, my producer, can I just say, can we give extra points to Alison Spittle?
Hey! Yeah.
Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, I think Pamela will toss up the scores for that round. Do you know who won, Pam? Who are we saying won there? It's Team Alison!
Yay! Yay! Sore
loser.
When we come back after the break, I have a text here, Patrick. Ooh, I have a text that says, Al, could you ask Patrick O'Connor about an incident that happened to him in secondary school? In after-school study, it involved Bluetooth and a teacher. Jesus. And you have just gone bright red. On the way on Today FM.
You're having a laugh. Live from Kilkenny Cat Laughs, it's Al Porter on Today FM.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the Can't Last in Kilkenny. I'm with you till 2:30 today. Al Porter here. I am joined by Carol Spain, Alison Spittle, and also some of our lucky listeners who have joined their teams. We've got Lisa, Derek, Jennifer, and of course we have Patrick. Now, Patrick. Somebody texted in on 53102, asked Patrick O'Connor about the incident that happened in secondary school in after-school study. It involved Bluetooth and a teacher. Go.
This happened. This was literally 10 years ago. It's an incident I will never live down. In after school study, there was a video going around that contained a certain pornographic element.
Okay.
A guy in the class whispers to me, send me on that video there. Okay, no hassle. Thought I had his Bluetooth name.
No.
Teacher's phone. Bing.
No.
And she got it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've never lived it down since.
Did she know it was from you?
I had to own up. It was very serious.
Oh, yeah. No. Did you? So you went to the principal's office, one assumes.
Oh, yeah, the next day.
Yeah.
Is that when you decided to get into teaching?
Yeah.
The pupil sends you porn. I'm in here, yeah.
It's time to play our final round, Funk or Junk. I will read the lyrics of a song and you have to guess whether it's funk or junk. Are they genuine funk or fake lyrics? Bonus point, of course, if you can tell me who the artist is. Each team gets four songs. Team Carl, you can confer on this, all
yes,
right, Lisa
yeah.
and Patrick? So, here we go. So we're just going to do Team Carl first, okay?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was just psyching my team up. Sorry.
Funk or junk? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl. We make mistakes. To make it up, I'll do whatever it take. I love you like a fat kid love cake.
Okay.
Why was that given to our team?
Yeah.
Do you know this?
No.
I have no idea.
There's a whack of the lyrics board off this, isn't there? It's a bit of, I'm expecting Linda Martin to pop up.
Yeah, because the rest of the show is so original. I think it's the rapper. Is it 50? 50? Fiddy?
It's 50 Cent. You're
Well done,
guys.
Yeah.
From 21 Questions, released in 2003. Now, what about this one? Waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus.
I know it, yeah.
Do you know it, Patrick?
Yeah, yeah.
What is
that? It's not your one, what's the name? Friday. Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black! Friday!
Excellent. Chilling. We're cool. We're cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, send me that on Bluetooth, will you, Patrick?
No, I'll see you.
Where you at? I'm hanging in the flat, waiting for some nachos and sour cream. Kicking back with my guitar, how about some Jolene? Where you at? Come on round to the flat.
Yeah. No.
Giggles from our audience.
No idea.
That sounds like a message you'd send to somebody.
Yeah, I'll make that up. That's totally made up.
Do you think?
Have we
agreed?
I don't think so.
It is junk, absolutely. Oh. That's Jolene and the Sour Cream, written by Pamela Blake. Now, I'm a little all over the shop, like those holy souvenirs from Knock that come all the way from China. China.
China.
Like the Trump. China.
China.
I think Pamela made that one up too.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
No, it's funk. That is Bell X1 next to you for the year 2003, which means you got one, two, how many correct?
Three
correct. Well done. Yeah. All right. Team Alison.
Yeah.
Are you ready for funk or junk?
I'm always ready.
What kind of music do you like, Derek?
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Yeah. No surprises guess, there. Yeah. It was never going to be Daniel O'Donnell, was it?
Absolutely not.
Not Christmas songs, no?
At a certain time of year, yeah.
Are you what they call a biker, Derek?
No, I do have a bike, but I wouldn't call myself exactly a biker.
Okay.
A fair weather biker, maybe.
Okay, and Jennifer, are you what they call a bike?
I'm very respectable.
I've heard the rumours. Okay. Team Alison, here we go. So, I grabbed the last can of chicken tuna out the trash can and zoom, I headed straight back to the Neverland Ranch with a peanut butter jelly chicken tuna sandwich.
That sounds so ridiculous, it has to be funk.
You think it's it is funk?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with you on funk. Let's give it a go.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I'd say it sounds like something Nicki Minaj or something to say.
Yeah, is it about Elvis or something?
It's funk, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
I don't know who it is, but it's about Elvis, is it?
It's Eminem and Rain Man from 2004.
Of course. of course.
Now, what about this one? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, just want to hear what's on the TV screen. Did they just say that Kanye's living the dream? Straight out of Compton, but got nothing on me. 'Tis all about me. What you talking about, Willis?
Ooh. That sounds like funk.
Funk.
I'm going to go for funk.
Who could it be?
I'm going to do a big wild guess.
Yeah.
And go for a rapper of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar. I don't know.
It's Jump by Pamela Blake.
No way! Pamela! Good. You should be a rapper, Pamela. You are wasted here. What are you doing with your life? Like, seriously, that was great.
Shoulders sideways, smack it, smack it in the air, smack it, smack it in the air. Legs moving side to side, smack it in the air, smack it, smack it in the air.
Is that the
Al? Can you stay off Grindr for 2 minutes?
Is that the video Patrick sent to his teacher?
Did I accidentally send it to you?
Patrick, I hate to tell you, you're probably going to be a teacher because I think Derek's going to be a comedian.
I just think the only thing you should be grateful for your name is Patrick O'Connor, because if you added, there's other people going, there's probably loads of Patrick O'Connors. It's not the one we know.
It is.
So we make sure we take photos of him.
it's definitely funk.
It is. Yeah. Who is it?
Do you know who it is, lads?
Not a clue.
Oh, thanks. Right. I'm glad to have you on my team. You're funny, but you're like, I don't. Do I have to know who it is?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, yeah, but
we were given artist names as well. Like,
you were.
I don't think we should be getting.
It was wasted, Carol. Don't be giving out to me.
Right, I'm just
because you have 12 A's and no social life. Do you know what I mean?
What could it be?
It's funk.
It is Beyonce.
Oh, of course
and
it is.
7-Eleven. Now, finally, we are drinking beer at noon on a Tuesday in a bar that faces a giant car wash. The good people of the world, they're washing their cars on their lunch break.
That's an Anton.
What's the audience think?
That's an Anton tweet.
Funk? You're going for funk? Okay. Funk. Let's go for funk.
It is. It's Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. How many did you get there?
We'll tell you after the news,
says Pamela. We'll come back after two with Brave Giant. They're going to play another song for us. And our winner of Nevermind, The Cat Laughs. Hello, yes, it is Al Porter here with you until 5:30 this hour. And we are back live from the Ormond Hotel in Kilkenny. And we're having a fabulous time, and it turns out that we're going to reveal our winners now. Alison and Carla, be interested to know who you think is the winner.
Of this game, or yeah. Life? I got a sneaking suspicion, because I'm a pessimist, that Carol has won.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Carl, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we may have won. I have a feeling we won. If we don't win, then not just are we the losers, but justice is a loser.
Well, justice is served. Carl's team, 5 points. And Alison spittled only 3 points. I'm so sorry.
In your face, spittle and pretend Santa.
You were neck and neck, in fact. It was just that they got the bonus points. They knew their artists.
Yeah. Oh, they knew their artists.
They knew their artists. Yeah. Derek, you wanted to say hello to somebody who's listening to you.
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to say hello to my wife. She's working today. Oh. She couldn't be here. It's our 18th wedding anniversary this weekend. Oh. So. Oh.
It's funny because I know you're talking about probably just a very lovely woman, but I just picture you being with another big grizzly man.
That's your favourite video.
Lisa, we may have had an opportunity to meet before, it turns out.
Yes, we have.
So tell me all about this.
I went to the Panto. You're fabulous, by the way. And I had my two darling kids with me. This is over 18, so they couldn't come. But they actually think we know Al Porter because we talk about you so much. Uh-huh. But he won the golden ticket to go backstage. And we got our picture taken with you.
Oh, yay! Thank you for coming. And it's great. It's fun to bring kids to Panthers, yeah, isn't it? Tickets are on sale for this one already.
Yay! What's I recommend it.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're an absolutely fantastic band and they are still with us. Please, can we have rapturous applause for another song from Brave Giant?
Yo, I'm that flight that you get on in the National. First class seat, I'm a lap girl, riding comfortable.
Cause I know what the girls do want, London to Taiwan.
I got lipstick stains on my passport, I think I need a new one.
I've been around the world, I don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is, will you talk dirty to me? Talk dirty to me. Me. You know the words to my songs, no habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what it is. Cause I know what the girls them need, New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stains on my passport, you make it hard to leave. I've been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is, when you talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous and I'm falling. The taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. Taste of the poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do, don't you know that you're toxic? Take that, wind it back, and my columns gotta be to make your booty go. Take that or wind it back, and my pretty's gotta be to make your booty go. Take that or wind it back, or else my nerdy's gotta be to make your booty go. Take that or wind it back, punch heels gotta be to make your booty go. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. So come on up and come and get me. Yeah, yeah. Got so caught up, I forgot you told me. Yeah, yeah. Her and my girl used to be homies. Yeah, yeah. Next thing I knew, she was all up on me screaming. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now I see, yeah, yeah. Now I see, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Looking so crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love right now. Love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now.
Talk to me. 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 Talk to me.
Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Thank you.
Brave Giant, ladies and gentlemen. Brave Giant. Let's hear it for the lads. Well done, well done. They will be playing Rock the Yard tomorrow in Leitrim, and on Sunday they open for Picture This at the Olympia Theatre. Gentlemen,
did you enjoy
yourselves?
We did immensely.
Well done, you. I thought you were fantastic. And how are things going? Good?
All very good. As you were saying earlier, especially after the late show, things have just really picked up, and like the likes of yourselves and everybody playing our song, it's been really humbling for the reception it's got to the song and the video and everything like that. So
thank you very much, congratulations. I can tell you, I met them before we obviously had them on the show, and each individually are just lovely, lovely lads. They deserve a lot of success. Well done, you, okay?
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Edward, how are you, Edward? You're on the phone there.
Well, how's it going?
How's it going, Edward? Edward, you are talking to me. You're on your way to a stag, are you?
A bit of a one, all right, yeah.
So explain, who's in the car with you?
So we have Dan Hogan, Darragh Delay, Paddy Ryan, myself, and the stag himself, Shane Redfern.
Shane Redfern, good name. All right, and where are you off to?
We're off to the Amsterdam for the weekend.
Okay. And what will you get up to in Amsterdam?
I sure will do a small bit of sightseeing and take in the culture and that.
And are you drinking already, Edward?
We've had one or two, yeah.
And Frank better be the only woman you mention when you get home.
Well, Edward, I tell you what I'm going to do. Just as a little wedding gift for Shane, I'm going to give you tickets to come and see my show with Alison Spittle and Linda Martin and the Sugar Cubes for Amnesty International in Vicar Street. Does that sound like a nice wedding present?
Yay! Woo!
Okay, boys, enjoy all that weed you're going to smoke, let's be honest. All right, there you go. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, well, I tell you, when we're back, we are going to have our vote for Disco or Cisco, and we're going to thank our teams for joining us. That is, which would you rather, Disco or Cisco?
Yes.
Cisco. Like Cisco the
band. We'll see. Still no Taoiseach, Pamela. No Taoiseach yet? Yeah, we need to check. Still no T-shirt, I don't think.
6 o'clock is when it's expected.
Okay.
Oh, we should get smoke out of a chimney. Shouldn't that be there? And it should be.
If it's Leo Varadkar, it'll just be glitter. Disco Cisco is on the way.
Al Porter on Today FM.
Hello, yes, it's Al Porter here, and I'm with you until 2:30. We're almost there. Now everybody's gone home and left me alone here at the Kilkenny Cat Laughs. Very sad. No, they haven't. Here they are. All right, well, every Friday we do Disco or Cisco, and just because we're in the wonderful city of the cats does not mean that we're not going to do it. So, would you like to hear Cisco, ladies and gentlemen? Let's have a little clip.
Let me see that thong.
Or would you rather hear Disco?
I heard somebody say
okay, that is Disco Inferno. I want to see our votes here. So which hand is going to be which?
So
okay, we're going to say the Today FM side is going to be
Disco.
For Disco. Okay, so who wants to hear Disco on our panel? Okay, that's one vote, two votes, three votes. Who wants to hear Cisco? Okay.
Cisco!
And Carly, you're just going for either?
No.
All right, well, I'd like to hear from the audience by way of applause, okay, and whoops and cheers and hollers. Cisco? Disco Inferno. Yeah. Cisco, you've lost again. It's a disco track on Today FM. Here we go.
I want to hear Big Giant again.
There we go, that is Disco Inferno. On Today FM, Disco wins Disco or Cisco again. If you're only joining us and you've just turned on the wireless and you're going, what's going on there? We're down at the hotel, the Ormond Hotel in Kilkenny for the Kilkenny Cat Laughs, and we've had a riot of a time. Haven't we had a good time, guys?
Yeah!
It was good. And we had Brave Giant, we had Alice Spittle and Carl Spain, our team members and everything. It was really, really great. If you'd like to listen back, you can go to todayfm.com/Al Porter. Lisa, you wanted to say hello to somebody.
Al, can I just say hi to my lovely, hardworking husband and to my lovely mammy that's minding my darling Maeve, and hi to Nisha at Busy Bees.
Oh, well done you. That's lovely. Patrick, anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, I suppose I live in Kilkenny, so I have half the country coming to stay with me this weekend. So just say hello to everybody coming down to stay with me, and herself as well. Roisin's on the way down to see me as well.
Oh, fantastic.
From Limerick at the moment.
And Jennifer?
Yeah, say hi to my boyfriend Dave, baby Zach, and his Nana Sue, all my nieces and nephews.
Aww. And Derek, you've already said hello to your wife. Would you like to say hello to your mistress?
Not on air, Al. No, not on air.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for our listeners who were fantastic contestants, Lisa, Patrick, Derek, and Jennifer! All right. Oh, well done, you. Now, come here, Carly, you gigging over the weekend?
Yeah, I'm in at the Cat Laughs in Kilkenny.
Yep. No.
As soon as I finish this, I'm in the car.
I wanted to know what hotel you're in or where we go see you.
I actually haven't read the thing yet, but I think I'm here tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and then everything. I'm doing a walking tour. I'm doing the football match. You doing
actually,
loads.
After the operation transformation thing,
yes,
I've ended up doing Couch to 5K.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
With man Carl Henry.
Let's make it all about you. Yeah.
No, but it's one thing I would say. It's actually awful now trying to train. Because I leave spice boxes, pizza boxes. I never have my face out of a box. And I just... stop that now. Stop snack boxes. You know what I mean? And I can't... I'm knackered trying to train. I'm in bits. I'm like Lego
Batman.
The funny
thing is that if you actually start doing the training, you'll get the energy to do everything.
I am doing the training.
Yeah, but if you do it properly, like... You probably have Pamela doing the run for you.
No,
Pamela's going, I'm busy. And she get you, ma'am, look, ma'am, Pamela's busy. Will you do the run for me?
Oh, but I really am trying. How did you, have you kept up with your operation transformation stuff?
Oh, like? Really? Yeah, yeah. You are still eating all the food.
Question.
No, the recipes, I'm doing a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend Rachel is over there. Hi, Ricky. She loves it that she comes home from work and the dinner's on the table.
Yeah.
She's delighted with it.
Where did the dinner used to be?
The look of satisfaction on her face is something I'd never seen before.
Alison, you are gigging and you know where you're gigging over the weekend.
Yes, so I'm gigging tomorrow in the Kilkenny Skyline with Kevin Bridges, and I'm super excited about it because he's been on telly. And then I'm doing my own gig. It's called Alison Spittle Warrior Princess, and it's about worrying. And that's on Sunday, 4:30 in Clears, and there's only a few tickets left for that, so be quick. Or don't come.
How is that sitcom going? I know you keep, every time I ask you, you say, I can't tell you anything. Come on.
I know, it's so annoying. We've edited it, and it's going to be out in late autumn this year on RTE.
How exciting is that?
I'm super excited about it because I auditioned two women to play my best friends.
Yeah.
And now they're just my best friends.
Oh.
So I feel like I'm Paris Hilton just auditioning people to be my friends.
This is very similar to what I plan to do with Blind Date.
Which is it, Al?
Well, once a girl pairs up with a man, I'll have two very disappointed men to console.
And a blindfold.
Oh, no. Well, that's fantastic. So
will they be disappointed.
We'll see you there. Well, do you know what? We've got goodie bags for our listeners here who just joined in. I have nothing for you guys, Carol Nelson, except my love and my affection.
I'd rather a tote bag, to be honest with you.
We'll try and get you some sort of goodie prize. And by the way, the bar out there, I think it's open, is it? It is open. Well, I'd like everybody in here to know, in our studio audience, thank you. I'm going to buy each and every one of you a drink. So there's going to be a drink behind the bar from me.
Really?
So well done, you.
On the Dermot and Dave account.
That's out of my pocket. The scary looks from Today FM over there. They're going, we're not paying for that. Don't worry, I'll pay for that. A huge thank you to the Ormond Hotel and everyone at the Cat Laughs. A huge thank you to Pam, to Lenny, to Louise, to Byron and Paul on sound, to Hazel, Roisin, Alison and Peter, to Brave Giant, ladies and gentlemen. To Carl Spain, Alison Spittle, let's hear for them. Lisa, Pat, Jennifer and Derek, and let's hear for our live studio audience. A huge thank you to my lovely boyfriend, Mike, who's listening at home. And I'll leave you with this, Patrick. A text has come in from your teacher.
Lovely.
She says, Patrick, I forgive you, but please, can you stop sending them now? That's the Al Porter Show live from Kilkenny. Enjoy your weekend and good night.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.